In this week's CSR segment, we're going to talk about a very important subject, and that is, at the end of the day, the importance of keeping the dispatch board full, right? We got to keep our guys active. We got to keep them busy. Activity, activity, activity. So we're going to join Brigham Dickinson as he discusses the importance of keeping that dispatch board organized and full and ready to go.
You make a phone call, and they respond. And depending on how they respond, it could ruin your day or make your day. Because guess what? You make that cell, you don't just make one cell. You don't have a lone cell ever, hardly ever. You have four cells or five cells or six cells. But then you go through these droughts, right, where you have no cells, and that no cell day turns into no cell weeks. And hopefully they don't turn into no cell months, because who knows how long you'll have that job. But when you have those droughts, those ebbs and flows, right, in this business, it's tough. I don't envy you, even though I have played your role. I am one of you. When you are doing an outbound phone call, it's not an easy job. And it all depends on this thing that I like to call momentum. You have momentum, or you don't have momentum. Here's the thing, though. Your customer does not create that momentum. Who creates that momentum? That's right, you create that momentum. So how do you create that momentum? You see, in the back of your head, you're going, geez, if I can just get one cell, well, then it helps me throughout the day and I get many cells. And you think that it was that customer that provided that. No, not at all. It was you. You did it. So how do you create momentum day in and day out so every day is a successful day? I'll give you a couple of tricks. First thing you need to do is follow the pattern for excellence. Now, in the back here, you're going, what is the pattern for excellence? Especially if this is the first video you've seen when it comes to your call center. Pattern for excellence is an opportunity to start with the right mindset, where you're positive, you're confident, you listen, you care. You say yes, you ask the right questions, you build value in a very unique way for that specific customer, and you're grateful. Once you've mastered the pattern for excellence, there's a few other things that you can do to make sure that you have that momentum every time you get on the phone. The first is to answer a few inbound calls. In fact, I would start every day 2 hours taking inbound phone calls. Once you've mastered the pattern for excellence, it's then about starting the right way. How do you start the right way? Take a few inbound phone calls. This is a great way to create momentum. I get on an inbound phone call, and I create a wow experience for that customer. I've booked the call. It's very simple. The customer likes me. They trust me because I've used the foundation in the pattern for excellence. Now all I have to do is say, hey, Mr. Jones, I'm looking at your notes and I noticed you don't have a service agreement with us. Why not? And they say, oh, wow, well, I just didn't think about it, or something held me back, or I was trying to lower the price at the time, and I don't know, I just never got around to doing it. Well, Mr. Jones, it prevents things like this, the thing you're dealing with right now, from happening. If you want it, I can get you going on it right now. And you sell it. What did you just do? Well, you created that momentum, that first sell, that spark, right? And then you take another phone call, and you go through, you create that wow experience, and you tell them about the service agreement, and it's like shooting fish in a barrel. You got them. They're ready to go over and over and over again. You get a few cells in the morning, and then you go to the outbound phone calls. Simple transition. You say the same things. Hey, Mr. Jones, it prevents things like this from happening. It's important to get a service agreement. We come out in the spring and the fall and take care of your system, prevent premature breakdowns, all those types of things. But it's easy because of the momentum you already created. So that's the goal. You want to create momentum for yourself. Don't rely on customers to create momentum. Create your own momentum. Outbound telemarketing is tough. Outbound, that's a really scary thing. Telemarketing, another scary thing. You put those two phrases together, outbound telemarketing, what are you, crazy? I don't want to do any. I don't want to have any part of that. But somebody's got to do that job. And if you're going to do that job, you might as well start out with momentum. You got to have momentum, and it's got to come from inside. You create the momentum, not the customer. You do that. And you do it by following the pattern for excellence, as well as starting out with a few easy calls, some inbound calls. Take those calls for about 2 hours, and then the rest of the time, about 6 hours, do those outbound calls. You do that every day, you're gonna have sales every day.
Now, I'm sure, as most of you know, building a strong set of service agreement customers is critically important to the success of the company. It's the foundation of the company. So I want you to join me once again with Brigham Dickinson. He's going to talk about the role that the CSR can play in selling service agreements to the homeowners.
Now, the reason why this video is so important is that there's a lot of business owners out there that like to leave this responsibility to your technicians. And I can understand why you want to do that. You don't know what kind of service agreement is needed for that specific customer in that specific type of home. I get it. But if you have the opportunity to just let your technicians do it, they visit what? 3, maybe 4 homes a day, tops. That means you have the opportunity to sell 3 or 4 service agreements a day per technician. Now in the back here, you're saying, yeah, that's pretty good. And that's all fine and good. But look, if you can teach your CSRs to sell service agreements, how much of a difference would that make for your company? How many more service agreements would you have? Think about it for just a moment. Your CSR answers how many phone calls a day? 20? 30? What that means is they have 20 to 30 opportunities to sell service agreements. And it's really simple. You follow the pattern for excellence. In other words, you've listened, you've cared. You've got a positive attitude, you're confident, you're well practiced in what you do. You say yes. You ask the right questions. You build value. You're grateful. At the end, they're going to be wowed. So when you've got a customer that likes you and trusts you, why not at the very end say, Mr. Jones, we're looking at your notes and noticed you don't have a service agreement with us. Why not? Think about that for just a moment. How many service agreements could you sell if your CSRs are selling service agreements just like your technicians? When you follow the pattern for excellence, you'll create that relationship of trust. Once the relationship of trust is there, the next step is very simple. Mr. Jones, I see you don't have a service agreement with us. Why not? You see, it prevents things like this, the thing that you're dealing with right now, from happening. You see, the technician tries to sell it after the fact, whereas the CSR has the opportunity to sell the service agreement while they're dealing with the problem, while the homeowner is dealing with their situation. So you have a higher chance of closing with the CSR. Not only do you have more opportunity with 20 to 30 phone calls a day, but you also have a higher chance of closing it because the customer is dealing with the problem as we speak. Now, if you want to sell more service agreements, don't leave it to just the technicians. Get everybody involved. Create a competition between the call center and the technicians. You're going to be surprised how many service agreements you're able to sell when you get your CSRs and your technicians involved in selling more service agreements.
To get a little more detail, I want you to watch this video. I'm going to give you a specific script that you can use as a CSR to sell service agreements. One of the biggest challenges contractors face is managing the slow seasons. The key to that problem is building a solid foundation of service agreement customers. Let me give you a couple of examples. I know of a company that has roughly 20,000 service agreement customers. If they see each of those customers twice in the heating and cooling season, that's 40,000 service calls in the course of a year. That's 150 calls per day. Now think about that for a second. They could stop their marketing tomorrow and the phone would ring thousands of times, 150 calls a day for a year. That, my friends, is what's called job security. Now, not everybody's gonna have that kind of volume. Not everybody's a huge company. I remember in 2007 when I bought one of my competitors, they had 0 service agreement customers. In a matter of a couple of years, we had built that to 3,000 service customers. It's such an important part of your business because it insulates you against those slow seasons. Let me give you 3 simple steps that you can use starting today to grow your maintenance base. Number one, every time your CSR schedules a service call, be sure they tell the homeowner, the very last thing they tell the homeowner is be sure and ask the service technician about your discounts. You gotta plant that seed. It's kind of clickbait, right? It puts the homeowner in a situation to where they're gonna be asking your service technician about the discounts. Number two, when your technician gets to the house, make sure one of the things he says or she says is, I understand Mary at the office said you were interested to know more about our discounts, right? Now you've got the service technician bringing up the same conversation. Number three, make sure that your maintenance technician or your service technician has some information on the maintenance agreements. On a simple one sheet of paper, I call it the handoff.
So after the initial greeting, before they go start working on the system, simply hand the sheet of paper to the homeowner, and on that sheet of paper is all the information on your maintenance agreement program, including the discounts. As your service technician goes about his business, the homeowner is reviewing the information. Inevitably, that's going to spur a conversation about the maintenance agreement and the discounts the homeowner can get under that agreement. The key to managing the slow times in your business is having that solid foundation of maintenance agreement customers. So go to your CSRs today. Tell them the last thing they should tell the homeowner when they set that appointment is to ask the technician about discounts. Then tell your technicians. The first thing they should talk about is, I understand you want information about our discounts, and then hand off the information about the maintenance agreement. When that happens, you're gonna have a lot fewer sleepless nights during your slow season. That, my friends, is job security.